Hello, and welcome to episode one of Into the Universe, a brand new podcast where I'm going to delve into the mysteries of the universe and look at how stuff works. Now, I'm no astronomer. What I'm going to be discussing in this podcast is very much what I learn along the way. I have, however, been fascinated with the universe since I was a young boy, which was when my granddad pointed out Jupiter to me on a clear winter's evening. From that moment, I was intrigued by the wonders that outer space had to offer. I remember spending many a winter night in my back garden with a pair of binoculars and a constellation map, learning the shapes of the stars. So I thought that it was time to really look at what makes up our universe. But not just that, I want to learn about how it all works. This is where I came up with the idea for this podcast. Now, before we get into exploring the universe and how it everything works, I want to spend this episode talking about how we measure distances in space. Throughout the podcast, I will be referring to many objects in relation to their size to give an indication of how vast space actually is. But how do we define these distances? People measure distances all of the time, whether it is using centimetres or inches to draw a line on a piece of paper, measuring people in metres or feet, or car journeys in miles or kilometres. Mankind has measured distances for millennia. But it goes beyond measuring distances on Earth. We soon began measuring objects in space. Now, for nearby objects, it was still feasible to use miles and kilometres. The Moon, for instance, is 384,400 kilometres on average from Earth. The Earth is 149,597,890 kilometres from the Sun. However, once you look further afield, it starts to get a bit tricky to use kilometres or miles to measure distances. The scale becomes too great. So we needed to look for new forms of measurement, which were capable of collapsing these vast distances into manageable numbers. There are two primary forms which are used in astronomy: the light year, the more commonly known amongst people, and the parsec, used by astronomers and a more complex form of measurement. So, we'll start with the light year, which I'll be using throughout the podcast as my unit of measurement. The light year derives from seeing how far something, which is travelling at a constant speed, goes in a set period of time. Let's look at the primary component, light. What is light? Well, light is an electromagnetic radiation which is visible to the human eye. But I want to discuss the speed of light. Light, in a vacuum, is the fastest thing in the known universe. It travels at exactly 299,792,458 metres per second. Light was actually used to define the metre in 1983 at the 17th General Conference on Weights and Measures. A metre was defined as the distance light travels in a vacuum in 1,299,792,458th of a second. Approximately 300,000 kilometres per second, or 671 million miles an hour, light is extremely fast. So fast, in fact, that it could travel around the equator of the Earth 7.5 times in a second. But once we get into space, we start to see the scale of the distances light has to travel. For instance, it takes light 8.3 minutes to get from the Sun to the Earth. That's a distance of 150 million kilometres, commonly known as one astronomical unit. So we know how fast light travels in a vacuum, but in order to form this as a unit of measurement, they had to apply a period of time. It was Friedrich Bessel, following the first successful measurement of a star in 1838, who was able to calculate how far light travelled in a year being one Julian year, or 365.25 days. In numbers, it is 5.878625 trillion miles, or 63,241.077 astronomical units. Now, that may sound like a lot, but if I were to tell you that our nearest star, not counting the Sun of course, is 4.2 light years away, you can start to see the scale of what we're dealing with. The Milky Way is 100,000 light years across. But the light year can actually be scaled down to Earth measurements by using the astronomical unit. By some wonderful coincidence, there are approximately 63,000 astronomical units in a light year and 63,000 inches in a mile. Therefore, the distance between the Sun and the Earth becomes an inch, and a light year becomes a mile. This gives a little help in picturing the magnitude of a light year. When thinking of light years and gazing up at the stars, I like to think of it as looking back in time. You'll see in the past, times when Earth was a very different place. The other unit of measurement, one commonly used by astronomers, is called the parsec. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail on this because, quite frankly, I don't fully understand it myself. The parsec centres around a right-angled triangle between Earth, the Sun, and an object out in space which is at right angles to the line connecting the Earth and the Sun. Now, the line connecting the Sun to the object will be equal to 1 parsec, where the parallax angle is equal to 1 arc second, or 1/3600th of a degree. This unit of measurement centres around the apparent movement of a star over a 6-month period. The parallax angle is half of this and leaves an equation for calculating the distance in parsecs as 1 over the parallax angle. Like I said, the parsec is a very complex scientific term which is hard enough to understand without trying to explain it on a podcast. I would recommend looking it up on the internet if you want to learn more. So that is light years and parsecs covered. At least going forward, you'll have a better understanding of the distances involved when I start to discuss objects in the night sky. I hope you've enjoyed this first episode of Into the Universe with me, Michael Lang, and I'll see you next time.